This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, talking now with Gloucester High School girls hockey coach Rob Parsons. And coach, welcome back to MSO and congratulations on a tournament win.
Good to be back and under good circumstances for this one, for sure.
Absolutely. You know, there's a little murkiness here in terms of the history of Gloucester Girls Tournament, but Gloucester Girls, it's a relatively new team in varsity, in D2 now, and plus you're playing Walpole in that first game. Tell me about, first of all, what that win means to the program the other night, then we'll get into some specifics of the game.
Sure. Yeah, so if you think about this program, since it was most recently formed, 4 years ago these seniors were freshmen, and it was the first time that the team was a varsity program with girls from Gloucester and Rockport High Schools. They've kind of built year to year, 2 wins in their first year, 5 wins in their second year, 8 wins last year, and 13, and now with the Walpole, 14 this year. So it's been some great growth under the leadership that is formed from this group of seniors now, as they grew up in the program, basically.
We've talked about this before, but please mention some of your girls who are multi-sport athletes, and they are, in fact, used to winning.
Yeah, so a lot of field hockey girls, Ella Costa, Abby Lothers, Ari Scola, Lily Pregent, you know, a lot of kind of senior-heavy for us this year. Then Sydney Bushy plays field hockey at Rockport. I'm missing a couple of my seniors here as we go, but you know, I mean, like I said, we have seven seniors. Jenna Connolly, who kind of has exploded offensively this year, and Brooke McNiff, who has been a multi-sport athlete in the same season, which was amazing last year. I think she was winter cheering and winter hockey for the first time of any girl that I've heard of in the MIAA that was given that waiver.
Wow. Well, you know, Coach, it's funny when I talk to coaches, especially when I just call them on the run here, you don't have your roster in front of you. You're not exactly thinking of all this stuff you're going to talk to, you know, to the newspaper guys or to us. And you're probably thinking, okay, what time do we leave? How do we get, what ice time do we have and blah, blah, blah. So I appreciate that. And, you know, I know the kids do too. Okay. Tell me about the Walpole game, the ebb and flow and who looked good for you on the ice?
Yeah, so our just starting with the goaltending, Caden Cusimano was fantastic all night. She faced a ton of shots. We were outshot pretty well by Walpole. It was probably on like the order of 30 to 20 shots or so. And added in, they had a penalty shot in the third period, I guess. Mm-hmm. And she stopped that, which is, I mean, it could have been trouble at the time. So she's kind of been there all year. She's got 6 shutouts. I think she's probably chasing her dad for a shutout, Anthony Cusimano, who I played with back in the day,
yep,
for a shutout record for Gloucester hockey, generally speaking. But, yeah, I mean, it's expected of her at this point. She's that, you know, she plays that well all the time.
All right, that's cool. What about up front scoring for you guys?
Yeah, so we had a couple from Jenna Connolly. She has been on fire all year offensively. That line of Jenna Connolly, Abby Lothers, and Sid Bushy was great last night. But the one of the greatest plays of the season kind of came out of basically a penalty being served by, so it wasn't, there was a penalty being served by Fiona Black, who, because there were, we had a unlucky misconduct at, we can get into reffing and all that, but anyways, Fiona Black serving a penalty for a penalty that wasn't hers, and we send her on the ice at the expiration of the penalty, and it was her, I think it was her first shift of the game, and we tell her, hey, hit the zone if you need to, but jump to the red line if we have the puck and you have some space. So puck gets chipped out by, I think, Brooke McNiff, and Fiona Black, an eighth grader, finds herself on a breakaway in a 2-1 game late in the second period in a tournament game, and scores, and I mean, our bench went absolutely crazy. I was lucky I didn't fall off the bench and hurt myself jumping up and down so much. So, I mean, turning point for the game, that was like, all right, we have this game. We had a 2-goal lead at this point. We're going to keep doing what we're doing, not sit on a 2-goal lead, but go from there. So that was fantastic.
Whoa, what a great story. What a great story. She's going to, boy, you built a memory there for the team, I'll tell you. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. You know, I tell the girls too, I said, look, there'll be games you forget about. Maybe it'll take a little while, but let's say losing to Peabody early in the season, whatever it was, 4-0, it's a game you'll forget about. But you'll never forget Winthrop, Larson, and you'll never forget your first tournament win. You know, and that was before the game. So now they have one to put in the memory bank, and it will not be something they forget anytime.
Well, you know, what's really cool about it is the way all the kids reacted, because it's sort of like she's sort of like a placeholder, I imagine, at times, and yet she goes out there and really contributes.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Okay, well, you know, that was an easy game, and it's going to get a lot easier, of course, against number one Duxbury, right?
Yeah, you can't hope for anything more than playing the one seed, right? At least in the second round, you get to knock them off early. You don't have to play them at the Garden later.
Okay, well, Duxbury, every sport, every year, whatever division they're in, they're just a force, you know, year in and year out. But, you know, as they say, they put the blades, you know, put them on the feet the way that your guys do, too, as well. So tell me... you know, not much time to celebrate, not much time to prepare, and you've got to take that long bus ride down there. So what's the plan, and how do you look at this upcoming game, and what time is it on Saturday?
We have Saturday 1 o'clock at the Bog. Okay. It's a nice long drive for us, but, I mean, basically we watch a few, I have girls who are watching clips that, you know, on the drive home to try to figure out, it's going to be likely Duxbury, so there's people they're watching video, they're giving us notes, the coaches are doing it. We're talking about things to look for in the game, you know, numbers to keep an eye on, but just maintaining the systems that we've implemented that have done well for us. You know, you could make some crazy change right now, but does the benefit, you know, do you really get the benefit of learning something new if we can just do what we've been doing pretty well?
So go back a few years when you're riding home on the bus from Winthrop at night, and it's a cold night, and maybe you won or lost. Are you studying for the next game on the bus ride home? I don't even know what the technology was like then, but we didn't do that.
No, definitely not. We'd have to wait till the next day to talk about it. If we were watching it was, you know, on a VHS or something somewhere, right? But yeah, I mean, it's nice to have all this stuff at your fingertips with Live Barn and everything. Maybe there are issues to it because you picked the wrong game to watch a team and they don't look like what they should.
Right.
But you know, you can get a feel if you can, you know, get some video under your belt to see what's going on.
Hey, Rob, excellent, excellent. Congratulations. Keep it going. Great ride, and good luck against Duxbury.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. That's Rob Parsons, who is the Gloucester High School girls hockey coach with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.